All right, today's Thursday, October 12th, and this morning the key inflation report, Consumer Price Index, CPI, was released. So is it good news or bad news for stocks, and how does this affect our positions? We will take a look at this. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, because in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience and we are showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. Mark, I don't even know where to start. Shall we start on a 5-minute chart of the E-mini S&P to see what's happened today?
Why not?
So, super interesting. I mean, going into the session today, we were actually moving higher. And this has been following yesterday's move higher. So we should probably back up and start there. Because yesterday we had the PPI, the producer price index data, being released. And at first, the reaction was negative because the PPI came in higher than expected. But then markets were shaking it off and just say, we finish higher. Why not?
It was definitely an interesting day with that volatility and movement, Marcus. The PPI number, as you mentioned, was higher. Core PPI also a tick higher, but I don't think that that was that big of a deal. But traders early on didn't really like that news. And then all of a sudden, just bouncing right back.
Yeah. And this is where it looked like an overnight session. This is where at first it seems, all right, so whatever, CPI will be good. No worries at all. But then the CPI data was released. And so far, markets are not liking what's in the CPI report.
So far, but you know, it was... We saw a dip. We saw a pullback after that CPI data, and then we were flat going into the session. But to be honest, it wasn't the best news, but I don't think it was really that unexpected, at least compared to what we had yesterday. So you see there that consumer prices rose 0.4% in September, that is, and 0.3% was expected. But this number did come down from the previous reading of 0.6%.
Yeah. And again, very similar to yesterday, this is where the Fed likes to look at the so-called core CPI. And the core CPI is basically excluding volatile food and energy prices. And without energy prices, it came in as expected because we talked about it yesterday. PPI came in higher because of crude oil marching towards 94 from what in the low 70s. And the same here. So this is where traders are like, okay, kind of, yes. But, I mean, also we see that yields are reacting to this.
Exactly. And I think that it's important to look at the 12-month basis too. And so that was 3.7%. And so that's, you know, the trajectory is still a little bit lower. Not just screaming higher. And I think that that's a good takeaway. But at least right now, now that the news is out, look at yields rise. I mean, wow, what a bounce.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite interesting because if you look at the yields over the last few days, they have been moving lower. And today, looking at the 10-year yield, I mean, 10-year yield up being again today 2%. Same with the 2-year yield, almost 2%. I mean, this just shows, okay, traders do believe that the Fed somehow need to react to this. We also had the Fed meeting minutes released yesterday, and in the Fed meeting minutes, we saw that most of the Fed members were actually in favor of one more hike this year.
And this is really reiterating what we already kind of knew. The Fed has basically said, hey, we are going to keep rates high until inflation comes down, and their target is 2%. That's still the number that they're talking about. Will that be adjusted at some point? We'll see. But historically, that's their inflation goal, and they're still sticking to it. And then, like you said, one more hike is likely.
Yeah, and this is where, I mean, right now, traders don't believe that this one hike is happening in the November meeting. I mean, right now, 87% probability that the Fed will keep rates the same in the November meeting. But we see that right now, it's kind of 60-40 for another rate increase in the December meeting.
Sure. So since CPI, the probability of a hike in December has gone up a little bit. At this point, there's not going to be a hike in November. That's what Fed funds. You know, it's interesting because if the Fed really wanted to come out strong, could raise rates according at the next meeting. I don't think that they're going to do that because they have been pretty, they've really orchestrated this whole.
Yeah, sorry, Mark, you're breaking up a little bit. And again, last time I blamed you, this time I'm blaming probably my internet connection, but you were breaking up just a little bit. I know that sometimes you have something going on in the background if you want to double check that, but I'm almost certain that it somehow is me, and I'll figure it out. So anyhow, while we are looking at this, we also had earnings being released today. So looking at the earnings calendar for this week, so today we did have Delta Airlines, Walgreens Boots Alliance, and then Domino's Pizza. And it's quite interesting because it's kind of a mixed bag. We can start with Delta Airlines, and Delta Airlines reporting better than expected. And at first this morning, coming out of the gate swinging, I mean, if you look at a 5-minute chart, we see that Delta Airlines was actually up up to 37, has pulled back ever since, even went negative for the day.
I'm surprised because they started so strong. And like you said, earnings beat, adjusted earnings came in at 203 a share versus an estimate of $1.95. So traders like that and quickly said, you know what? Hey, let's take profits.
It seems so. And then we also have Walgreens that reported earnings. And Walgreens, so let's take a look at this super interesting reaction, because initially the reaction was like, oh, what happened here? Revenue up, profits down.
Yeah, and Walgreens is a tricky one, but demand for COVID vaccines and tests plummeted. So they offered softer guidance for the full year. I think that that's having an impact on today's move as well.
Yeah, but I mean, they're up 3.8%. It's kind of interesting, right? Because I mean, Delta reported better than expected earnings.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. I was double checking my internet to see if it was you, and it is you. Now, it might be me. I don't know. I was kind of caught off guard, and you're right. That is a big jump. I'm sorry. I read that wrong.
Yeah, it is a big jump. And this were, okay, kind of weird how we are kicking off earnings season. And then we also have Domino's Pizza, DPZ, that reported earnings. And Domino's Pizza, better than expected earnings. I mean, down in revenue, but wow, what a beat in terms of profitability.
That is a huge beat.
And so they're up right now still 1% for the day. So it's really interesting. And I believe that tomorrow will kind of be the big day, because tomorrow, that's when we have banks reporting. And I think most notably, JP Morgan, because we know that their CEO, Jamie Dimon, always has something to say what he thinks about the economy and what the Fed should do or not do.
Hey, do you know what today is, Marcus?
What is today?
The 1-year anniversary of the bottom of the bear market.
Ooh, okay. Well, we talked about this. October can be a wild card, right? I mean, October traditionally is a good month for stocks. And I mean, in the first few days of October, we were still pretty rocky, but we have definitely been moving higher. So we also had the two big crashes in October. We'll see, but so far it seems that October is living up to its reputation for being a good month for stocks.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, Thursday, there was that gap down. Now, actually, that was Thursday, the 13th, but last year, we were in Grand Cayman. It was the last day of our second week, live boardroom there with our mastermind members. We gapped down, saw that reversal, and never looked back.
Yeah. All right. Well, what else is going on? We should take a look at Ford because the UAW extended its strike, and we're talking about striking at a plant in Kentucky, which is one of the key manufacturing plants for Ford. So at first, massively lower right now, recovering a little bit as we can see here on the 5-minute chart, but still down around 2% for the day. So this UAW strike has been going on for much longer than everybody anticipated.
Exactly. And so this plant, I guess it's the company's largest facility when you're looking at revenue and also the workforce there. So that's kind of hitting at the jugular there. And I know that you, Marcus, you were trading General Motors for a while there, also not too concerned before the strike. And actually, when the strike was announced or actually, went into place, GM rallied, but then you decided to step away and not trade General Motors there, and that seems like that was a good decision.
Yeah, because again, the strike was already factored in. And so then there's also analysts kind of know what is expected and how much it will cost the automotive company. But now that they don't seem to come to an agreement, I mean, that's very similar. You remember earlier this year when we had the budget negotiations, and as we came closer to the wire and the longer it went on, the more nervous markets got around this. And I mean, obviously, it's not comparable, but whenever it drags out longer than you think, and you say, well, this should be a quick solution or resolution, and it is not, that's when the markets are reacting. And this is why GM right now, yeah, trading towards the 30 level. And I've been trading it, buying it around the 32 level, 32.50, sometimes even 33. But right now, definitely staying away from this one.
I think that is wise. Just like you mentioned, sometimes something's priced into the market, it's pretty much expected, and that's why traders get baffled when the stock doesn't move as they think it should because it's already been factored in. But right now there is that extra uncertainty and it just creates a little extra risk.
Yeah. So, taking a look at our positions and see what is happening here with our positions. First up, CSIQ. CSIQ, super interesting. I mean, had a couple of really good days. Today's with interest rates up again 2%. That's where we see CSIQ reacting to this. We talked about it. I mean, CSIQ as a solar company, definitely interest rate sensitive here. And so we see a little bit of a retracement today, giving back some of the profits and maybe allowing us to fly a rescue mission at around 21, 2150.
Yeah, and this is where honestly I have mixed feelings here because I would love for CSIQ to just rocket higher like it has over the last couple of days, but I am interested in bringing down my cost basis. I think if I could bring, because it looks like CSIQ wants to try and get back into that $26, $28 range, and I think with just a little bit of a shift from oh no, rates are going to be higher much longer to, hey, maybe things aren't as bad. I think we could get back in that $26, $28 range. And then if I've ran a rescue mission and my cost basis is closer to 30 than it is to 35, I think we have a much better situation to sell calls, to turn this into a nice profit, manage it in our favor. So I have mixed feelings because this 4% pullback is not fun and this volatility is just a little bit crazy right now. But at the same time, I wouldn't mind doing a rescue around 21, 22-ish, especially if we see that support is stabilizing or there is support there.
Yeah, I'm with you. So we'll see what happens here next week. That's when probably we can look into this. Devon Energy. Devon Energy, I got assigned at 45 at the beginning of the week. I sold calls against my existing position. Right now trading at 46.76. If it trades above 45 tomorrow, this will get called away. So this would be a very quick wheel trade, but it's only Thursday morning. So we have a whole day today and a whole day tomorrow. So if it pulls back to 45, I'm okay holding it for another week. I'm even considering rolling my calls tomorrow. So let's see what tomorrow brings.
You're right, though. There's a whole nother trading day, a day and a half actually of trading. And a lot of this movement is based on crude oil in the Israeli-Hamas war. And crude oil has been trading in a $5 range this week, which is pretty significant. That's a decent range. The previous week we had even more of a range. But I mean, that could change overnight, Marcus.
Yeah, so a lot can go on there. So we'll take another look at that tomorrow. NEE, Next Era Energy. I mean, pretty nice here to see that this is moving higher and kind of the same situation like CSIQ. Yes, we love to see it bouncing back, moving higher. On the other hand, in order to be able to fly a rescue mission, we wanted to go a little bit sideways and see that it has found a bottom here. So right now, it's definitely in rescue mission territory, not yet flying it because we want to see that the bottom has been found here. At around right now, we'll say 48, 49, so we'll definitely keep watching it. But even today, I mean, not bad considering that interest rates are up 2% and it's only down 0.7% hanging in there.
I agree, especially when we compared that to CSIQ, where CSIQ is down 4% on that yield pop, and NEE is just kind of hanging out.
Yeah. PNC also a little bit all over the place. I mean, today, some nervousness going into tomorrow's earnings. So PNC is reporting earnings tomorrow before the bell. So what to expect here, Mark?
Well, I'm going to guess that we open lower after earnings and then we end up rallying over the next 7 days and there's an earnings beat. That's my guess.
Well, let's take a look at the numbers. So if you look at it over the last 12 quarter, it's exactly what happened. So 10 out of the 12 quarters, there was an earnings beat. The overnight price reaction at first, it's down. So tomorrow, probably expecting a down day for PNC, but then we see that the price move reaction on the seventh day is actually higher. I mean, we talked about it yesterday, so it was so interesting, right? Because the opening price did exactly this. So the next day we were down 1.7%, and then after a week we were up 2.5%.
Exactly. So of course, anything can happen. So maybe we gap higher and we open at 132. Tomorrow, but at least based on what we've seen over the last 12 quarters, last 3 years, that's been the expectation. That's been what the data shows. So we'll see if it continues.
Yeah, so this will be definitely interesting. UPS hanging in there. I mean, UPS still in this range here where it has found a bottom. So today down 0.8%, nothing really to do there just yet. So probably also wait until next week until we can sell calls against this one.
Yeah, it's just not making a whole lot of movement, but I think we're ready to make a move higher.
I agree. And then there's Goldman. This will be another interesting one. So Goldman Sachs, I mean, this one that you traded last week, got assigned at 312.50, sold calls earlier this week. And what is your plan with this one?
So this one gets a little tricky, and I mentioned it, I think, briefly yesterday. We have earnings next week, Tuesday before the bell. Now, with my style of trading, if I have done my analysis and it's a company I want to own, I'm okay holding that company through earnings. However, earnings does create extra risk, right? We don't know what the company is going to report, and more importantly, we don't know how the market is going to react. So there is some potential risk going into earnings. And that's why, in general, I would rather be out before earnings. But at this point, I don't need to buy back those calls, take a loss, and just move on from the trade because I'm afraid to be trading into earnings. with my plan, I was able to sell puts, get some nice premium, sell calls, get some nice premium. So my break even has come down. And even if I were to roll those calls or let them expire worthless and then on Monday sell calls again, I would be getting so much premium because of earnings that it would bring my break even down lower. So I'm not in a bad position, but with my style of trading, I'd rather be out, not take that extra risk. And right now I just have to see where we end up tomorrow, because I have those 3-12-50 calls that I've sold. Right now we're at 3-11-60. So at least based on where we're trading right now, likely to expire worthless. If we're above 3-12-50, we get called away, I let earnings go by, and then I might consider Goldman's again, or yeah. Goldman again.
Again, and it's only 80 cents. So, I mean, you're right there. So a lot can happen between today and tomorrow. Yep. All right, let's take another look at the markets. But before we do, let us know if this is helpful as we're going through our positions. Hit like right now. Really appreciate it when you're hitting like. And also, if you share this video with anybody who you feel might benefit from this video. All right, back to the S&P and a 5-minute chart. And we see that, very similar to yesterday, traders might shake off the news of a higher CPI data. Traders might shake off the news of higher yields and even higher crude oil. We are trading right now at session high. So will we be able to turn positive for the day like we did yesterday? Or might this be another negative day? I mean, we'll see. It's definitely interesting markets right now.
Yeah, so far so good. Do you think we're going to shake it off and be positive or negative for the day, Marcus?
I think we will be, like yesterday, slightly positive. So less than 0.5% up. But I think that we will finish up today. And then I believe that tomorrow, after banks are reporting, I think that tomorrow we'll have a down day going into the weekend.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think?
Oh, that's tough. You threw in tomorrow.
I threw in tomorrow. I went there.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you guys think? I mean, let us know in the comments what you think will happen today and also tomorrow after banks are reporting earnings. I think this is very typical that we see the first reaction is a negative reaction. So we might be down and then next week pull up again.
All right. Yeah, I'll go with you on that one.
All right. So if you enjoy this, again, give us a like. Really appreciate it. Share this video with somebody who might find this beneficial. And if this is your first time here, consider subscribing. Hit the little notification bell. This way get notified when we are live again tomorrow. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.